Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 24, beginning in verse number 16. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Solomon states that a just man will fall seven times and gets back up and keeps on going. I think this has the idea with it of stumbling blocks that we face many times in our lives, and also how we handle them. Dale Carnegie stated, the successful man will profit from his mistakes and try again in a different way. I think that is what Solomon is really trying to get across to us. But as I was reading this passage of scripture this morning and thinking about falling and getting back up, I thought of a stumbling stone as Paul wrote about in Romans chapter number 14. In verse 13, he said, "Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." Again, these thoughts that Paul gives also go hand in hand with what Solomon wrote. When you fall, get back up, but also don't cause someone else to fall. And for sure, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. In reality, it is all about working your own work and keep working your own work, not hinging your work on what someone else does or does not do. We cannot say, "I am not going to get back up and keep going because they're just going to knock me down again." No, don't pay attention to what your enemy does, and you keep getting back up and you keep going. These thoughts this morning seem so simplistic, and really they are. But they are really the key for success. Stop paying attention to what others do. Pay attention to where you're going and what lies ahead of you. You be careful of the stumbling blocks. Try to avoid them. But when you hit one and fall, get back up. Take a different route around the stumbling block. If your enemy fails or succeeds, that should not even be a thought we think on for even 1 second. Keep focusing on the direction that we're going, and we need to keep getting up each and every time we fall. Find a direction around the stumbling block and go that way.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.